I'm going to call to order the November 24th meeting of the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Jeff?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to? We're recording, so. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jeff Rudziak. I'm the Director of Assessing for the Town of Barnstable, and in such, I also manage the valuations and recap process for the fire district. Now, the options before the council tonight, before the Prudential Committee rather tonight, are whether to split tax rate, whether to grant a residential exemption of any kind, or to grant a commercial exemption of any kind. The Kootenai Fire District has never done any of those things in the past. There is insufficient commercial property to actually shift to in this district, virtually less than 2%. So the Board of Assessments recommends no split tax rate. Town already grants a residential exemption and did so again this year for the residents of all of Barnstable. Therefore, we do not recommend this tool for the fire district. Small commercial exemption, once again, you have no commercial inventory we're speaking of. And as such, it is a wasted motion to try to enact something like this in complication. Once again, Board of Assessors always recommends that a tax factor of one and no exemptions represents the most fair distribution of the tax levy for the fire district. Any questions? I'll be happy to answer.
I have no questions.
I have no questions.
And I would like to make a motion that we adopt a tax factor of one for the current fiscal year.
I second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. Thank you. Gentlemen,
good evening. I'm Rob Lynch with Lynch Malloy Marini, and this is Brian Brady. He's handing out an overview of the audit, and we're the accountants and auditors that have performed the annual audit for the district, and we're here to present the results of the FY13 audit. We previously sent down the draft reports, and through Mike, he had said everything's all set, and here we are. But just as an overview, the objectives of the audit, the main objective is to express an opinion as to whether the district's financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects in conformity with GAAP. And the audit is required to be conducted in accordance with government auditing standards, which require us to conclude and consider the internal control over financial reporting, as well as to test compliance with laws and regulations. And we do all those things in the course of performing our audit. The audit opinion, we have rendered an unmodified opinion on the district's financial statements, meaning the district's financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects in accordance with GAAP. The government-wide financial statements present the district's operations on a full accrual basis. So it's a recording of all assets, accounts receivable, capital assets, and liabilities, inclusive of long-term debt, compensated absences, OPEB obligations. The district's net position at June 30th, 2013 was $4.2 million, and that was a decrease of $434,000 for the year. The unrestricted net position was $1.5 million. The fund financial statements are on a modified accrual basis. The total fund balance of the general fund was $2.4 million. Approximately $1.4 million of that fund balance was unassigned, and that represented, on the overall fund balance, a decrease of $421,000. One of the main reasons for the decrease in the net position on fund balance for the year was the result of utilizing $700,000 of free cash to reduce the tax levy for fiscal year 2013. And also attached to the handout, the last page is just a comparison of budget to actual, which is more on the basis of how the board would budget. And that shows, similar to the decrease in the net position and fund balance, that this had an overall decrease of $395,000. But again, that was anticipated because of the use of the free cash. In our Yellow Book Government Auditing Standards Report on Internal Control, just due to the nature of the organization, we had a lack of segregation of duties and the accounts receivable reconciliations with the town, but they were subsequently being completed. So we had, again, some comments in our management letter, but those are being addressed. We didn't have any new comments in connection with the audit. And, you know, a couple of years ago there was some issues, and then since Mike has brought on in the hiring of the assistant treasurer, you're headed in the right direction, and a lot of corrective action has been put into place. But that's a brief overview, and with anything, I could open up to any questions. Anyone has any?
I have no questions. Mike?
No, I just have a letter I'm going to give him.
Okay.
And just as promised. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, he had mentioned this was going to be here, and we will get you the final reports. As I mentioned, the drafts have been sent down. We couldn't give you final reports until we got this letter of representation. And over the weekend, I was doing a final review, and just there was a couple of typos that we had to correct, so I just wasn't able to get those done today to bring them down. So we'll get those sent down to you.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
And
thank you.
In planning with Mike, we're in short order. We'll be getting in to get the 14 audit commenced and completed.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
You too. Next, we have some minutes to approve. So the minutes are from September 4th. September 22nd, October 14th, October 27th, and October 30th.
I would question whether I could have any comment on the minutes of the 30th because I wasn't here.
You weren't here, but you can't approve them because you're on the committee.
Then I move we adopt all the minutes you listed.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, great. Thank you. Motion passes. Well, if everybody looks up, you'll be able to see some of the work for the HVAC. That's for the air conditioning. So that's coming along.
Holes in the ceiling the last time.
Yeah, another event. We are theoretically, supposedly, hopefully scheduled to get our gas installed between the 7th and the 17th of next month. But depending upon the weather and other things they're doing, that may or may not happen. The exterior painting has been completed, and since the exterior of the building looks so great, I've contacted the Historical Society and asked them if we could have a plaque for the building, which is the same as the plaques that are used for the rest of the historical buildings in Cotuit. Interior painting. As you know, I sent a talked to Mr. Boudreau and asked that he get in touch with Demetrius, who did this abysmal painting job, and related our dissatisfaction with the paint falling off the walls, and he hasn't heard back from him. So, it's ongoing.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, yeah. We did need to have some window panes repaired during the process, which Mr. Kerr came in and took care of. So, there are no more cracked windows. Our next item is the district meeting. We need to set a date for a district meeting in January. And I included BLT, but it's my understanding that Jackie has been working with the Department of Environmental Protection and another department in Boston to find a way so that the water company can hold the restriction on the Lowell land. So that may not need, so we don't need to include that in the district meeting. Also, the deadline for purchasing the property has been extended through, I believe, September of 15 for BL2. So, the agreed upon price for the High Street property is $299,000, and we need some funds beyond that to for closing costs. The approximate cost for insuring the building is about $1,500, and I'm not sure if we're going to have to do some securing of the building, like, you know, draining the pipes, and so I think we need some money set aside for that. So, is $10,000, do you think, sufficient to cover closing costs and
there's difference between closing costs and out-of-pocket. So
right.
Closing costs are the type of transactions,
right.
Legal fees. But then if you're talking about securing the property or raising anything or modifying it in any way, it would seem that that would be a separate transaction. So once you open up the warrant,
okay.
You'll set the warrant articles before the warrant closes. So we'll take you through, we're either going to open the budgets and sprinkle some additional funding into the budgets, or we're going to do perhaps a procurement and then a second article that will allow you to work on the property separate from the purchase.
Okay.
But for the time being, we'll deal with all of your funding needs through the warrant. Once you declare that there's a warrant open and that there's a meeting date, then you'll have a closing date for your warrant, and before that date closes, we'll go through and build a warrant that deals with all the pieces.
Okay, all right, okay. So, and the other thing that we need to include, the second item on the warrant, is money for union mediation negotiations, which, to the best of my knowledge, one mediator was put in place, and that person has been changed to another mediator. So, but we need, the burden is on us to pay the cost for that. So the chairman of the Board of Fire Commissioners suggested $25,000.
We'll do the same thing.
Same thing? Okay.
Yeah, because you also haven't funded any contract adjustments for fiscal 15 with that bargaining unit.
Right.
So we may have some placeholders in case something comes before. The cost of the mediation itself is only a component unit. Doesn't mean the mediation succeeds. Then you go to arbitration.
Right.
And so the 25 may include what you need to arbitrate beyond the mediation as well. But we'll get more details. Again, we'll fund those articles. We'll make those warrant articles what they need to be when we get to that point in time.
Okay, all right. So the other thing that we need to do is set a date. Yes, January is correct, yeah. Not a Wednesday.
And do you guys all know that Marge has been in the hospital?
I know.
So, Mrs. Hadley, you have the calendar. What do you think?
I have a calendar. Let's look at it.
Okay. So, let's see. January. So the kids are probably going back to school, hopefully the 5th. So I'd say we could do it either the 12th or the 13th. We can't do it the 19th. That's a holiday. I'm not available on Wednesdays. We could always, or we could do it on a Thursday. What do you think?
It doesn't matter. On a special district meeting, you can do it any night.
Do you think the 8th is too soon after Christmas? It's before the bills come in.
No, I don't think it's too soon.
So when do we plan on January 8th?
I don't have your bylaws here. The warrant, in order to hold the meeting, the warrant's got to close probably at least 10 days prior to. So the later in January you can do it, the less impact, because you're going to be finishing your warrant before Christmas.
Okay.
You need to advertise it for 2 weeks.
So push it out as opposed to pushing it forward, and then we'll you'll pick your day, and then we'll get a checklist together for all of the
15th.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
It's better.
Better 22nd.
That would at least get us so that we're closing the warrant after the holidays.
Okay. We'll do the 22nd.
Last week of January or the third week in January would at least get us working in January.
I make a motion we call a special district meeting for January 22nd.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So the other item is we need to get ready to do an RFP for the treasurer's position. I was going to get in touch with Elaine at the county and see if we can just update the previous RFP that we did and change the dates and get that sent out and start on that process in the beginning of January. And do you have anything else?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Daly, do you have anything else?
No, I've given you everything.
Yes. I printed everything and forgot to bring it.
We'll have it all for you if you want.
Is there any public comment? Seeing no public comment, motion to adjourn?
Aye. So moved.
So moved. Adjourned.
Did you hear what he was saying? But he's not going to be here. But this would be the date of our regular meeting in December, and Mike won't be here, but he'll see that we have everything we need before we need it.